Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, bring up whatever is on your mind. The line is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or if you have the Skype, you can Skype in. The username is lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request first. That way we can then make the connection, send you a message asking what your show topic is, and then we can bring you on. And generally, Skype sounds better than a landline. As long as you have a good computer connection, a good internet connection, and you're not, you know, like uploading or downloading a bunch of things when you're on the air with us. And the us tonight is Daryl.
Derek J.
And Danica.
And Derek, you have an interesting story about a cartoonist in Seattle, Washington, who has been hiding for 4 years.
Yeah, that's right. But look, let's back up a little bit and put this in some context. I only found this story because of the horrible massacre that happened recently in France. Cartoon satire office in Paris was raided by what appears to be an Islamic extremist, so the mainstream story goes, and 12 people were killed. They lost their lives.
12 people killed, 11 wounded, I believe, is the figure that I saw earlier today.
Yeah, and I think that's tragic. And these people only produced cartoons. Of course, they didn't hurt anybody or cause any victims, not in my opinion, by producing this art. You know, it's just an expression of ideas. And so I found this story, and, you know, that happened in Paris, but the U.S. is not too different from France. And here I learned a Seattle cartoonist is in hiding for 4 years after, in 2010, she created Draw Muhammad Day. Here's her story from FoxNews.com. Cartoonists around the world reacted defiantly to Wednesday's deadly Islamic terror attack at the offices of a Paris magazine, but the case of Molly Norris shows how the attack and prior threats of similar violence have already had a chilling effect on journalists who use art to convey their stories. Says Norris, a Seattle-based political cartoonist, has been in hiding for more than 4 years after she launched Draw Muhammad Day, a call to professional and amateur artists alike to sketch the Islamic prophet whose image is forbidden by the Quran.
Now, did she come up with this idea before or after the backlash from the South Park episode where they showed and then did not show Muhammad?
I'm glad you asked, Daryl. Norris was an obscure cartoonist and blogger who took action after the creators of the show South Park were targeted by Muslim extremists for an upcoming episode in which Muhammad was to be depicted. So the hit show's producers caved to the pressure of death threats and blurred the image of Muhammad when the show aired.
Actually, I believe the show initially aired showing Muhammad. It was upon a rerun that they wound up blacking out the image.
I don't know about that.
Is that really so? Okay.
Anyway, Norris's own cartoon. According to the article, that's not what happened, Daryl. According to the article, they aired the episode with a blurred image of Muhammad. And so Norris's own cartoon image of Muhammad was never published in the Seattle Weekly, which often carried her work, but it went viral on the internet. U.S.-born Muslim cleric Anwar al-Awlaki issued a fatwa calling for the killing of Norris. Quote, we're no longer a free country if we journalists can't criticize a religion that, for example, believes apostates need to be killed, said Norris's one longtime colleague, Larry Kelly. And he's right. That's why I bring up this story. That's why I think this is so important. There's more to this, but that's the crux of my gripe with this type of violence against people who are only producing art. Like, if we're still in if we're still dealing with problems of people dying over expressing their opinions and beliefs, then we're no different from the Middle Ages.
Well, the reason why it's so offensive to the Islamic faith is that, you know, that Allah is, you know, is so perfect in everything that if someone were to even attempt to draw him or paint him with any kind of likeness, no matter how much the artist tried to glorify him, there's just no way they could come anywhere close. That's why it's forbidden. That's why it's so offensive to them. I told you, know, death threats. That's outrageous.
Yeah, it's just too, like, old world for me. I can't handle it. Anyway, the article continues. Even though Norris backed off the idea for Draw Muhammad Day, the bounty remained. She took her concerns to the FBI, and the agents in the Seattle field office told her the threats on her life were legitimate. She was encouraged to go underground.
What?
Seattle Weekly reported that Norris moved, changed her name, and is living in hiding, akin to the Witness Protection Program. This is in America. A woman in America is hiding because of an idea for a cartoon that she put on the internet. Just think about that.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane. But at the same time, let me just sort of play devil's advocate here. Should people try to intentionally offend one another?
That's a personal opinion thing. I mean, some people would argue that all progress comes from offending people. Like, not all offending people is progress, but if you're really going to make moral progress in the world, it's going to have to offend a large majority of people.
Someone's bound to get offended somewhere along the lines. There's no way around it.
You think about how offensive it was to the idea that people end slavery. I mean, think of all the people who depended on slavery, and they were horribly offended at someone proposing that idea. And, you know, similarly, I think people proposing the idea that profit could be made fun of in a cartoon is deeply offensive to some people, but they're going to have to deal with it. The point is, you can't use violence to make your point. You have to fight fire with fire, and in this sense, if it's artwork, fight it with artwork. Produce more words and ideas, and fight it on the battlefield of ideas, not with bullets and blood.
Right, and I was not advocating, you know, killing people because they make a cartoon.
Right.
But the point that I was trying to make is, if you know something is going to offend someone, then should you go out of your way to be as offensive as possible so that you can then say, hey, I'm just making art.
And it's working for South Park.
Yeah. So Larry Kelly, this colleague of Norris's, he tried to raise money for Norris. He created the Molly Norris Foundation. And fundraising, he says, has been slow, mainly because her story hasn't received much attention. It's kind of hard to publicize a woman who's completely underground, right? It was like a one-day story, and then it's gone, says Kelly. She went underground, and that's it. Gone. And most people don't even know who Molly Norris is. Norris did, however, there's a happy ending to the story. Norris did outlive the man who put a price on her head. Al-Awlaki was killed in 2011 in Yemen by a U.S. drone strike. And that's only a happy ending to the story because it's reported by Fox News. I don't think that's right.
And it should be noted that Anwar al-Awlaki and his son, both killed by drones, were never convicted of any offense in an American court. Both American citizens.
Yeah, but it certainly wasn't nice of him to put a death threat on her head.
I'm not saying that it was.
Yeah.
I'm just pointing out that, you know, he was executed by the U.S. military and was never convicted of a crime.
So I guess my point in bringing this story to you guys is, like, how do we reconcile that we pretend to live in a civilized society where people can express ideas, we live by that principle, I may disagree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. How do we reconcile supposedly living in a society that respects that virtue, and then the reality of reading on the news that people are dying over cartoons being published and a cartoonist being underground for 4 years? How do we reconcile that?
That's a good question. And hopefully somebody listening will have some input on that. You can call in with your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Derek, I'm actually glad that we started the show with your story, because I have a story. Apparently there was a study done recently that shows that Muslims are overrepresented as domestic terrorists on U.S. news. You'll never guess who's underrepresented. Find out when we come back.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the call-in line. It's toll-free. 855-450-3733. And if you have the Skype, you can Skype in to username lrn.fm.
Why do you call it the Skype?
I asked them this on show, too.
It's just Skype.
I don't know. I just like doing that. You know, like the Facebooks, the internet.
But no one calls it the Facebook anymore.
Daryl does.
Well, that makes you special.
And sometimes Daryl refers to himself in the third person because I'm just that strange.
So we can either choose to keep calling him out on it until he stops or just learn to accept it, Daryl.
I just had to ask.
To accept it. All right. I heard it the first time and I just let it go because I was like, nah, I didn't just hear that. But now I've had it confirmed.
Yeah.
You're just weird. It's cool.
Yes.
I got it.
Yes, I am. So joining Daryl in studio tonight is...
This is Derek J.
And Danica.
See, got both of you to refer to yourself in third person. Job well done. So I've got a story that sort of follows up the first topic that we had tonight about the Seattle cartoonist who's been in hiding for 4 years for creating Draw Muhammad Day. Apparently, there has been a study evaluating breaking news stories in the U.S., and found that Muslims are overrepresented on U.S. television news as perpetrators of domestic terrorism, while African Americans are underrepresented as both criminals and victims.
What? Really? It seems like they're overrepresented in the mainstream media. Is this just one particular study?
This was a study...
For, like, religious extremism or something?
Done between 2008 and 2012,
okay.
Evaluated 146 episodes of news programs that focus on breaking news.
Okay.
The study was performed by University of Illinois Communications Professor Travis Dixon, and he evaluated episodes including ABC World News Tonight, CBS Evening News, NBC Nightly News, PBS NewsHour, Anderson Cooper 360, CNN Newsroom Live, The Situation Room,
which this is a pretty good
airs
sampling.
On CNN, Fox News Live, and On the Record with Greta Van Susteren from Fox News, MSNBC Live, Univision Ultimate Hora, and Noticiero Univision, also on Univision. A broad spectrum of outlets here from both the supposed left, supposed right, as well as something that is not necessarily mainstream among English speakers, but definitely for Spanish speakers wanting news. Univision, it definitely has a following. The article here from UPI says, of the stories about domestic terrorist suspects, 81% were Muslim, though FBI data collected from the same time period indicates that only 6% of suspects were actually Muslim, meaning that they were overrepresented by 75 percentage points. Dixon said that white supremacists were more likely to take part in domestic terrorism in that time frame than Muslims. Dixon said that he expected African Americans to be overrepresented as perpetrators of crime, and the opposite to be true of white people. But the study found African Americans were significantly much less likely to be depicted as violent crime perpetrators on network and cable news at 19%, than to be arrested, according to crime reports, 39%.
Well, this just shows I am clearly biased. I have a misconception about crime and race. I can't be the only one surprised by this news. It sounds like you said black people are underrepresented
as both criminals and victims.
And white supremacists are
more likely to be domestic terrorists.
This is wow. I mean, I never... When do you hear that on the news? Like, another white supremacist bombs a building?
Hardly ever, really.
Yeah, that's... I've never heard that. Not in my lifetime, but you say that's 2008 to 2012. So this is in my lifetime. This was
right.
Like a few years ago.
Within the last decade.
Huh. I guess I'm not paying attention well enough.
Well, and it also says that he expected African Americans to be overrepresented. So even the hypothesis that he came in with was proven to be incorrect on that one point. He continues, African Americans were less likely to be portrayed as homicide victims on network and cable news programs at 22% than to actually be homicide victims, according to crime reports.
Wait, what?
48%.
I don't know what that means. They were report... Wait. They
so,
were...
48% of all homicide victims during 2008 to 2012 were African American. But of the news stories about homicides and homicide victims, only 22% of the news stories were about African Americans that were homicide victims.
Why do you think that is?
That's a very good question, and it could have something to do with what I would call the Nancy Grace syndrome.
What's that?
And, of course, he did not study the Nancy Grace show because she doesn't
Who's
do
the
breaking news.
Oh.
The guy doing the study here, Travis Dixon.
All right.
The Nancy Grace syndrome is any story about a young white teenage female.
Uh-huh.
You know, headlines all over the place.
Oh.
So she only reports on white teenagers?
For the most part.
Ah.
There was a parody article that came out about a year and a half ago that says Nancy Grace accidentally reports on missing African-American girl.
Wow.
And it,
oh, my goodness.
And it was poking fun at the fact that pretty much every story that Nancy Grace does is about a young, attractive Caucasian female.
Is this her own bias just being projected, or is this is this a market bias? Because
it could be both.
Yeah, I wonder if the people who tune in to this show, or the, you know, not this particular, not Free Talk Live, but this Nancy Grace program, like, or other ones, I wonder if that's what they seek. They want these types of stories. They care more about a young white female than they care about a black
man. And it could be something of pandering to the audience.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, people that live in inner cities, they're not going to be watching Nancy Grace.
I guess
partly
not.
Because Nancy Grace isn't providing them stories that they can relate to.
Yeah.
And also because of other situations of, you know, they might not have the cable package whatever.
This is kind of a broader problem of too much news. Like, there's so much news to choose from in a given day and different variations of it.
Right.
Everyone's got their own spin. So if you're a person who consumes a lot of news, you can pretty much get news completely tailored to you and then shut out the whole rest of the world that's happening.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
That's a problem.
And
if you want to be informed.
The study here, or rather the article continues, white people, the study found, were just as likely to be victims or perpetrators of crime as reported in the news.
Hmm.
So real life actually did mirror on that. And he found that Latinos were overrepresented as undocumented immigrants.
Oh, that
There's
is
just a little bit more of the story here that we'll get to when we come back on Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com, get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns 80. The number's 80.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That is the toll-free call-in line. If you want to call and bring up whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about the started the show with a story about a cartoonist in Seattle who has been in hiding for 4 years because she created Draw Muhammad Day. And last segment, we started talking about a study that was done by a University of Illinois communications professor that found some startling information about Muslims being overrepresented as domestic terrorists in U.S. media, and that African Americans seem to be underrepresented as perpetrators or victims of crime. And we'll get back to that study in just a second.
This exposing this, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch, freedomsphoenix.com.
So the study done by Travis Dixon, the communications professor at the University of Illinois. He came up with three hypotheses. And I actually have the study pulled up here. First, based on prior research, Dixon expected that whites would tend to be overrepresented as victims, while African Americans would be overrepresented as perpetrators. Second, based on prior research suggesting that Latinos are associated with problem issues, we expect that they will be overrepresented as undocumented immigrants. Furthermore, we expect that Muslims will be overrepresented as terrorists compared to official government reports.
I want to know why you think this is important. Why does this matter to you, Daryl?
It matters to me as a journalist because I study a lot of news.
Yeah.
And
were your presumptions wrong about the news?
I would say that after reading this study, or actually reading the article about the study, I've not actually read the entire study yet.
Yeah.
It sounds very accurate because I do have to dig through stories to, especially whenever there's something that is portrayed as some sort of terrorist attack. I have to dig through to actually find out what really happened instead of, you know, the ad hominems of these Islamists or other, you know, blatant just name calling that's thrown into the article and passed off as a news story. So I like reporting on what's actually going on without sort of, you know, sensationalizing things. And I think with the events that happened a couple of days ago, it is important to, you know, point out that, you know, yet not everybody that does terrorist things is a Muslim.
Yeah.
And not all Muslims are terrorists.
Yeah, I had to say I fell victim to that when I saw this story on the mainstream news, on the front of Drudge and all the rest of the places. It was like, you know, Muslim extremist attacks Paris office or something. I'm like, oh, no, not again. It seems to me, like, maybe it's I'm a victim of propaganda, but it seems to me I'm being fed these stories that paint a picture of the world that Muslims are extremists who commit heinous
that
crimes against peaceful
that.
People and against civilization. Yeah, yeah, and it sort of paints with a broad brush, you know. It makes all Muslims look bad. And then
right.
You make a valid point about this study underrepresenting the number of white supremacists who are committing crimes.
Right.
And committing terrorism. So, yeah, I mean,
and then
the media has its slant. And it's
whenever
to get
there
the fact.
Is a news story, and it's one of these, you know, shootings or whatever, and the person is white, I sit there and cross my fingers and say, don't let them portray him as a libertarian.
Oh,
because
no,
that's
yeah.
what they tried to do, remember, with Timothy McVeigh.
They can still call him a Muslim. There are white Muslims.
There are, but generally when it's a white person, they try to portray them as some anti-government extremist. He read an Ayn Rand book that one time, so therefore libertarians, therefore
yeah, right.
all libertarians are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, huh. that is certainly a good point. Or they could be like an extreme, quote-unquote Christian organizations such as the Westboro Baptist Church.
Right. Remember there was the Colorado movie theater shooting that happened a couple of years ago.
Yeah, with that crazy guy.
The crazy guy that went into the premiere of, you know, some Batman movie yeah. and shot people up.
With the orange hair.
And
some people said he was on crazy drugs. He was on crazy people drugs, and they thought the government was talking into his ear.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
But there was one of the major news outlets that did horrible journalism where they Googled this guy's name. I forget even what the first name
it
was,
doesn't
but
even
the
matter.
Last name was Holmes,
yeah, Joshua
which is a
Holmes
fairly common name,
yeah.
and found that there was someone with the same name that was on an email list for the local Tea Party group.
Oh my God, he's a Tea Partier.
Not even the same age, not even from the same part of the state.
Yeah, but it's a confirmation bias, right? You know, the journalist who was looking up this guy was like, whoa, he had to be a Tea Party guy, and then he sees it, and he's like, oh, there we go, confirmation.
Yeah, and then it was like, you know, a day and a half later when they realized, wait, it's not even the same guy. The guy that's in the Tea Party thing is 51. This other guy's 26.
I gotta say, you know, I'm so grateful for the age we live in, the internet age, and websites like Scopes.com. Is that the one? Or Snopes?
Snopes.
Yeah, Snopes. For, you know, doing the investigative work that it's so difficult for, you know, it wouldn't make sense for every person to investigate every story. They sort of specialize in that.
Oh, it's, yeah,
right,
absolutely.
And it's cool to know what's fake and what's not. And, you know, it's hard to navigate this world of media. There's so much of it.
Oh,
and so many
of
them are lies.
Oh, yeah, so many fake stories. Like, there's one fake story about the woman that supposedly got a third breast and, you know, to try and make herself unattractive, and then that turned out to
be...
Was
that a real thing?
No, it wasn't. And but, you know,
that
it was
fooled everybody.
It fooled everybody. And the crazy thing is that people started to accept it as real without being like, you know what, I'm going to take a look into this myself. I mean...
Because we want it to be real.
We want it to be real.
Right. So let's get back to the study real quick.
Right.
The second hypothesis that was made was that Latinos would be overrepresented as undocumented immigrants. In order to test the hypothesis, we dichotomized our race variable to indicate whether or not the perpetrator was Latino. We also examined the race of perpetrators identified as immigrants, and we assessed which racial groups were accused of undocumented immigration. And then they have a table where they have broken down their numbers, so you can look at that. It says the table reveals that Latino perpetrators were significantly more likely to be seen as immigrants, 97% on network and cable news, than to actually be immigrants in the U.S., 47%. Similarly, Table 5 reveals that 99% of the undocumented immigrant perpetrators are Latino, while 75% of undocumented immigrants in society are actually categorized as Latino. These results suggest strong support for hypothesis number two.
Is this all separated by race, or do they have any religion categories?
I believe it's all separated by race, except for Muslim, because
that's not a race.
Right, Muslim is a religion.
Why are we even differentiating things in race?
That's a very good point.
Because society tries to, you know, do this
weird
helpful people in groups.
It's helpful to, you know, find patterns and categories and stuff. It just seems so weird to group, like... whites, Hispanics, then Muslims. Those categories don't even make sense.
Right, but these were also testing different things.
Right.
There's more when we come back on Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor in every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610
425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, bring up what is on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Derek J.
And Danica.
And we've been talking about this study that was done by University of Illinois Communications Professor Travis Dixon. And some of the breakdowns that were done, and let me just sort of go back over some of these. He found that Muslims were much more likely to be represented in U.S. news as domestic terror suspects at 81% of those news stories referencing someone who's a Muslim, whereas FBI crime data shows that only 6% of domestic terrorist suspects were actually Muslim.
That's over my head a little bit. When I hear numbers like that, I start to just, my eyes glaze. It feels like high school, and I'm hearing a teacher speak in front of a projector. What do those numbers mean?
So when the mainstream media, or specifically the news programs that were observed, were from ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, and Univision,
right?
The shows that they have that deal specifically with breaking news.
Right.
So we're not talking about Bill O'Reilly
or any of the other talking head sort of shows.
Just the breaking news shows.
Yeah.
When they talk about domestic terrorists or domestic terrorist suspects, 81% of the time they're talking about someone who is a Muslim.
I wonder where
they're only 6% of actual domestic terrorist suspects in the United States are Muslim.
Whoa. Okay, so this is
it's 75 percentage points higher as being reported in the news than in reality.
Which is also, is that also like 10 times as many? It's because you said it's about 6% of the occurrences, but it's like 60% of
81% of the news stories.
Wow, that is just
so
insane.
It's that's more than 7.5 times.
Okay.
Higher.
Oh, all right. Well, so who's giving them this info? I get the impression that a lot of mainstream news who do, like, breaking news, like, this piece of paper just handed to me now. Like, where did that piece of paper come from, and is it from the White House?
I highly doubt that it's actually from the White House.
But you know what I'm getting at. Like, is it vetted by FedGov, the federal government? Does mainstream media get filtered through the government?
I would not say that it does. I would say that a lot of the mainstream media, it's lazy reporting.
Well, who's got this bias?
So one person will break a story.
Yeah.
And then everybody else will see that story.
Yeah.
And then they just report and parrot the same thing.
It's a journalistic retweet.
It's basically a journalistic retweet, but what I call lazy reporting.
Yeah.
So it would be akin to me putting a headline on freekeen.com and then you putting the headline on derekj.me and then somebody else putting the headline on the Free Thought Project where nobody's actually, you know, investigating the story. They're just rehashing the story without doing any sort of legwork.
They want to be the first ones to break the news.
Yeah, that's very valuable. That drives the traffic and pays the bills. But what I'm getting at is who's the first person to post those stories? Like, if this is breaking news,
show which one of the outlets was the first.
Yeah, but we can speculate. We're intelligent people here, or we can pretend to be. Who's the one who's filtering these stories? Who creates these talking points? Is it the CEO at the top of these media organizations? Do they talk to each other? Do they say, hey, we're going to report these Muslim stories? Or do they just say, this is what pays the bills. This is what drives the traffic. People want to hear stories about these Muslim extremists.
It's probably the latter of this is what pays the bills. This is what people want. Give the people what they want.
So what does that tell us about ourselves?
It's the whole thing of if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, but it's not just if it bleeds, it leads. It's if it's Muslim, it leads.
Right, because that eventually leads to blood, because then the White House is going to order somebody to go fly a remote control helicopter and drop a bomb on somebody so that, quote unquote, they, you know, get what they deserve.
Yeah. I look in myself and I see a bias. I recognize that when I see the Muslim extremist thing, I'm one of those Americans who says, oh, God, another one of these. And that's not fair. And I'm trying to correct that. I'm trying to adjust and see reality. But I also want to figure out, where did this bias come from? I don't hate Muslims. It's not like I grew up anti-Muslim or anything. So was I fed propaganda that made me feel this way?
Most likely.
And where did that originate?
Because it's been, 13 years since the 9/11 attacks.
Right.
And, you know, never forget, Derek, never forget.
Yeah, what they did to us.
Even though they was allegedly 19 hijackers, not, you know, some guy currently living in Yemen or Pakistan or Afghanistan.
Yeah.
But, you know, they need to be punished for what 19 people did.
Well, okay, so to be fair, I would say probably part of my bias comes from these stories where I'm seeing pictures of people in, like, sand and not having very much hygiene and practicing things like decapitating people. That's not very cool. In fact, I think that's probably, one of the most horrible things in the world.
Right, and all of the Muslims that I know denounce those activities.
Yes, they do. I agree with you. But also, I don't see Christians doing that. I don't see Hindus doing that. I don't see any other religion really doing that.
Well, actually, I mean, for the point of Hindus, I mean, there have been, you know, Hindu men that have gone and, you know, raped women. You know,
sure.
Maybe not necessarily, I don't necessarily think that it's in any religion, but you know, here they are practicing a supposedly peaceful religion, and here they are thinking that women are their property, women are below them, and they can go and take them however they want.
But they don't do that in the name of religion. Like, going into a cartoon, a satirist place that drew Muhammad and killing a bunch of people, that's done in the name of religion. It's not just raping someone as a power crime.
Hmm. Right, but I would dare speculate that the vast majority of the, you know, quote-unquote terrorists that are acting supposedly in the name of Islam, those people are not actually Muslims.
Hmm.
They are nominally Muslim in the same way that a large percentage of Americans, when asked on a questionnaire, will say, yeah, I'm a Christian.
Right.
But they couldn't necessarily tell you all of the tenets of the faith.
Hmm.
That they could probably, you know, point out, yeah, Jesus, Christmas, Easter, died on a cross, and Mary.
So,
but they couldn't, you know, tell you anything other than that, but they claim to be Christians. Most of the people in the U.S. military claim to be Christian, and they're killing people overseas. Not in the name of Christianity, but in the name of America, because God is on our side. So, you know, you do have, to some extent, Christians killing people and raping people, because we know that there's a lot of soldiers that will rape people.
Yeah, but it's not for their religion. That's the distinction that I'm making. There's no Christians going around saying, these people don't believe in Christ, and so I'm going to rape them. There's no, it's not a religious thing. There, I mean, it is. It's a state religious thing, but it's not a Christian religion thing.
Right, but it's not that long ago in, like, the, you know, the time span of human history. The Crusades were not that long ago.
Yeah.
And horrible things were being done in the name of the Pope.
Right. And if the Crusades were happening while we were broadcasting on this show, I would ask Christians to speak out against what's happening. I think similarly, like, if I'm going to put any sort of responsibility here, I'm going to say, because look at this separate category that there was for Muslims in this, in this study. There were no other categories for religion. Perhaps, maybe, it would be beneficial for Muslims who are not crazy and killing people, which is the huge majority of them, to have a conversation, the uncomfortable conversation of like, well, who are these people who are doing this, and how do we make them stop?
And I like, have seen
Christians would need to do the same thing if the Crusades were happening now. And
right, and there are posts from some of the Muslim for Liberty groups.
Yeah, and they are doing that.
And
I'm not saying they're not.
All the time, they're posting this question of, you know, why don't Muslims speak out? And they've got dozens of photos of rallies where people are saying, you know, like, real Muslims don't kill.
That's right. And they are speaking out. So I'm
so
not
they
saying they're not.
They are speaking out, and they're doing it in large number, but for some reason, the mainstream media doesn't want to acknowledge that it's happening.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I think it's to drive the agenda of, you know, never forget that 19 people did this thing, so an entire billion people have to pay. Stay tuned. Hour number two is coming up after the news on Free Talk Live. Your calls, welcome, 855-450-FREE.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another micro-loan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.